The next Wi-Fi technology expected in either 2026 or 27 isn't necessarily about faster speeds, but better and more reliable reach in general. Just what we all wanted. New wireless technology is inbound, boasting improved connectivity and reach, which may be just what we're all needing or even hoping for from our current Wi-Fi setups. Higher speeds, better performance, and no dropouts are the dream of everyone at home with a Wi-Fi connection, and we're gradually making our way to it. In fact, the next generation of Wi-Fi, Wi-Fi 8, could actually get us closer to it than ever, with the focus of the technology on reliability. When it arrives, you'll need the latest technology on both ends, covering both a new network device, the router, and the new device connecting to it, such as a phone, computer, tablet, or TV. But when it works and is all connected, the idea of simultaneous network speed and reliability could finally be a real tangible thing, and we expect CES 2026 will show a bunch of manufacturers making it happen. Last year, TP-Link even chimed in with news that it was ready for Wi-Fi 8, complete with a prototype showing the connection working, a sign of what we could end up seeing more of this year, but that will likely reach commercial availability either later in the year or early in 2027. What is Wi-Fi 8 and how does it differ? Technically called 8.0s and 2.0, Wi-Fi 8 is 802.11b's Wi-Fi 7 that it uses multiple bands, covering 2.4 GHz, 5 GHz, and 6 GHz, and keeps the extra bandwidth offered by the technology, Hz of 320 MHz when moving from Wi-Fi 6E to Wi-Fi 7. More bands and bandwidth were the promise of Wi-Fi 7, which in turn increased speed monumentally, jumping to maximums of 48 GB peeps. In Wi-Fi 8, the speed remains the same because it is fast, but the technology focuses on reliability, using new technologies to improve the modulation network devices used to ensure your devices remain connected with stronger and steady connections. Officially, the 802.11b Wi-Fi 8 will be called Ultra High Reliability Standard. To do this, technologies such as stream controllers that AI meant to improve stability will form a key part of Wi-Fi 8, with routers more intelligently assigning channels and subchannels to improve connections. Roaming around the house will improve, and connections with several access points will support improved overlap. The long and short is stronger and more consistent Wi-Fi connections on Wi-Fi 8, all while retaining what has previously been rolled out in Wi-Fi 7 before. That means better streaming, gaming, and more reliability on the whole. Previous Wi-Fi technologies provided the speed and bandwidth, and now Wi-Fi 8 will deliver the reliability. Older devices will still be able to use aspects of the technology, because backwards compatibility is clearly a thing, but they may not see all the benefits when an 802.11 Wi-Fi 8 network is rolled out. They'll connect, sure, but they may not have as consistent a Wi-Fi performance as a full end-to-end Wi-Fi 8 experience. When will Wi-Fi 8 arrive? As to when routers with Wi-Fi 8 will launch, the likelihood is later in 2026 with more in 2027. Before Wi-Fi 8 becomes more common in wireless routers, it will also need to be found in the devices connecting to those routers in the first place. The phones, tablets, computers, and video game systems we all rely on, with other devices like TVs to come as well. That also means the chips inside these devices, with chipsets on phones and computers featuring 802.11b Wi-Fi 8 capability inside, and more or less implies your next device in 2026 and beyond featuring the tech. In short, you can probably expect Wi-Fi 8 to be launched in the first devices in 2026, with more in 2027, and then for the technology to become more commonplace in the following years, at least until the next variations of Wi-Fi are sketched out and worked on. As it is, at the time this article was published, there was no information on what Wi-Fi 9 would be. We probably have some time to think about that. When Wi-Fi 8 routers arrive, you can probably expect that they won't be inexpensive, at least initially. By comparison, when Wi-Fi 7 devices first arrived in Australia using mesh technologies, they attracted prices nearing $4,000, suggesting Wi-Fi 8 would be equally high priced. Will I need to upgrade to Wi-Fi 8? The good news is that you won't need to upgrade to Wi-Fi 8, and it may not even be all that beneficial until more of your devices support the technology. You don't need to wait to upgrade to Wi-Fi 8, and can instead make use of modern wireless networking technologies and standards. While the reliability of Wi-Fi 8 will be one of those things we will all eventually want, the other benefits of the technology can be found in previous wireless standards, such as improvements to increased bands in Wi-Fi 6E and Wi-Fi 7, both of which can be found at more price points. That means that while Wi-Fi 8 makes its way to release, and subsequently to more price points. Upgrading to Wi-Fi 6E and Wi-Fi 7 supported devices and routers can also provide improvements to wireless networking where it's used.